Poverty and corruption have long dominated politics in Mexico. The outgoing president, Vicente Fox, promised reform when he was elected 6 years ago. But all too many Mexicans complain that little has changed. Almost half of all Mexicans are extremely poor by international standards. Bribery is often accepted as just a normal part of doing business, particularly when dealing with officials. The next election will be in July, and the would-be successors to Mr. Fox have already started posturing. World Business Report's Richard Collings is in Mexico City and has been talking to one of the potential candidates.
I've just spent a few hours with the man who, barring any mishaps, is likely to be Mexico's next president. He's Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Until recently, he was the mayor of Mexico City. He's very much loved here because he spent a lot on improving the road system. In fact, there's a huge two-story motorway he built. It's right in front of me. I've never seen anything quite like it. It's very scary. Imagine driving at top speed on something similar to a racetrack on two levels. Essentially, he's a left-wing populist who's organized weekly events like dancing in the streets for the poor. He's also given pensioners a discount on medicines, something he may well pledge to extend nationwide in his election campaign. But he also has an ominous nickname. It's hard to translate, but it means something along the lines of the crocodile. When I met Mr. López Obrador earlier, I asked him first to tell me about his achievements as mayor.
Dos cosas. Sacar a la ciudad del letargo en que se encontraba.
Two things. We got the city out of the lethargic state in which it was in. We went ahead with much needed construction projects, things that hadn't been done in the city for years. And at the same time, we helped the poor.
Let's look at the problem of corruption here in Mexico, especially in political life. Are your hands clean? Do you have any dirty secrets to hide?
Soy limpio.
I am clean. They can accuse me of anything, but I'm certainly not a thief.
Here in the doorway to your campaign offices, I saw a sign which accuses President Fox of being a traitor to democracy. Why do you have that there?
Porque es un cartel que un joven de Oaxaca.
That's a poster which a young man from the Oaxaca region held up to protest against President Fox when they were debating whether to disqualify me from the presidential race. Later on, the young man gave me the same poster, and I have it here in my office because it left a great impression on me. If Fox hadn't sorted things out, if he hadn't changed his mind, he would certainly have been a traitor to democracy.
So if you do become president, what would you do, for example, with a company as large as the oil company Pemex?
Modernizarla, limpiarla.
I would modernize it and I would clean it up. We can make Pemex more efficient without having to privatize it.
And what about managing the economy? There have been reports that you don't have a good understanding of financial matters. People say you didn't even pass your math or economics exams. Is there any truth in that?
No es cierto.
That's not true. I passed my maths and economics exams at school and at college. If I hadn't passed them, then they would not have let me graduate. A student that doesn't pass all of his exams doesn't receive his degree.
So could we predict that in 5 years' time you will have eliminated poverty in Mexico?
Vamos a disminuir la pobreza.
We are going to reduce poverty. We are going to cut economic and social inequality. That's the aim we have. Because at the moment, wealth is in the hands of the few. And the majority of people do not even have the basics to survive. There's an enormous divide in Mexico.
Monstruoso.
But what about the NAFTA free trade agreement? Didn't that bring any benefits to the country?
Muy pocos.
Not many, for two reasons. First of all, because corruption is rife. No plan to open up the economy and no reform would ever work in a country where corruption is rampant. And secondly, what the free trade agreement brought was not what we really needed. It only focused on what companies needed. Nobody thought about how people's livelihoods would ever be affected. We are much less developed as a nation than the United States and Canada. They should have cooperated with us more to bring our standard of living up to their level.
That's presidential hopeful Andrés Manuel López Obrador talking to the BBC's Richard Collings in Mexico City.